Spencer Chase from the A6 National FFA Convention, talking with Britt Larson from the Pilot Point FFA chapter out of the state of Texas. Britt was just named the 2013 Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner. And Britt, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you. It's such an honor to get a prestigious award just like this.
And Britt, what can you tell us about the enterprise that you had that allowed you to win this award?
I'm actually raising 32 head of registered Sembrock cattle, anywhere from yearling bulls to yearling heifers to donor cows, and gaining the knowledge through the years working on my family's ranch has just helped me immensely in this category. They're a strict commercial operation. I grew up showing purebred cattle and just got hooked to it, and it's just something that I love to do, and hopefully I can help change the breed and take it to new heights.
While I understand working on a family operation doesn't exactly have a beginning and end point on it, but what are some skills that you have now that you would have never imagined you having 5-10 years ago?
Well, the number one is probably pride, because my grandpa was just a big guy, take pride in what you do, and he had a saying up above the horse barn in his barn, or the office in his barn, and it was, you wouldn't be a success today if you didn't take pride in what you did yesterday. And that's something that I live my life by every day, taking pride in what I do today, because you never know if you're going to get another chance to do that or not. Also responsibility, taking care of your cattle, making sure that you check heats every single day, making sure that the skills that you've learned through the proficiencies and just through hands-on experience are just top of the line, and that's about it.
What about some time spent outside of your enterprise, but within FFA as a whole? What are some skills that you have now that you wouldn't have had without your time in National FFA?
Probably marketability and communications between people from different states, learning the connections between people, say, in St. Louis, Missouri, compared to my little hole-in-the-wall town, Pilot Point, Texas. Communication is a big deal. Marketability is a huge, huge deal. And probably number one thing would be friendship, because friends will last forever.
And college and career-wise, looking at your future, I mean, where are you at now, and where do you want to be, and how do you think the time that you spent within this enterprise will help you?
I'm actually enrolled now at a junior college in Bryan, Texas, called Blinn Junior College. Crossing my fingers that, with high hopes that this coming spring I'll be enrolled at Texas A&M University, majoring in agricultural leadership and development with an emphasis area in beef production. I'd like to take that degree and maybe go out and cowboy just a little bit, kind of clear my head, get out there, and come back and help a little bit on the family ranch again, but also emphasize on my beef production and my 32 registered Sembrock cattle. Like I said earlier in the interview, I'd like to take the breed to new heights, and I think with the genetic power that I've gained over the last 11 years and spent hard time and hard money buying and researching these genetics, I think I can take the I have just what it takes to take the breed to new heights.
And Britt, it certainly takes a lot of coins and a lot of dominoes to fall in the right way for someone to be named a national proficiency winner. And is there anyone that you'd like to thank for maybe providing you a helping hand on your way up?
Definitely my advisors, Randy and Tammy Glasscock. I've known them since I was just a baby. I mean, I graduated with their youngest son, and we've hit it off. We become inseparable or attached to the hip. And another two people I wouldn't be here without is my parents, Craig and Andrew Larson. I love them to death. I'd do anything for them, and I know that they'd do anything for me, coming all the way from North Texas all the way up here to Kentucky just to watch me walk across stage is such an honor. Also, I'd like to thank the sponsors who sponsored my proficiency. That'd be Bear Animal Health and Rabo Agri-Finance. Without them, there wouldn't be a proficiency to compete for.
That's Britt Larson, the 2013 Beef Production Entrepreneurship Proficiency winner. Britt, congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
From the A6 National FFA Convention, I'm Spencer Chase.